1340 96.5 KVGC around the world at kvgcradio.com. Good morning. Welcome. Time for a look at the news for Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted to extend their urgency ordinance, placing a moratorium on marijuana cultivation in the county. The moratorium was originally in place to give the county time to draft permanent rules regarding commercial and medical marijuana cultivation. Board members discussed the issue briefly, and many agreed that the issue needs more close examination, but continuing the moratorium was the right thing to do for now. In other business, there was a long discussion about SB 54, which would basically make California a sanctuary state. The board discussed whether or not to oppose or support the bill, but ultimately decided they wanted to consult with the sheriff before taking any action.
Well, building heights, the main topic of discussion, as the Amador County Planning Commission approved a pair of permits that waived county building height requirements. The commission approved a permit to allow the Renwood Winery to construct a 55-foot-high antenna at their tasting room at the intersection of Steiner and Upton Roads in the Shenandoah Valley to receive high-speed internet. Well, members of the public objected to the visual impact of the proposed antenna and that it would be used only to provide internet to the winery itself. Project advocates successfully argued that trying to disguise the structure as a tree would not work, and that the antenna could be used to provide internet in the wider area in the future. Now, the commission also approved a permit for a 40-foot-high barn and riding area for a property off Shake Ridge Road. And finally, a divided commission voted to extend the time for the Pine Acres North development to be built in Pine Grove. The 40-acre, 90-unit subdivision, first approved by the county back in 2010, but never built. The commission granted a 2-year extension to begin construction rather than the 6 years that was requested, with 2 of 5 planning commissioners voting against the additional time. But again, it was approved, a 2-year extension.
Well, the latest numbers show crews in Calaveras County have cut down nearly 70% of the hazardous trees in the Butte Fire footprint. Another 1,184 trees have been brought down, bringing the total number to 5,570, up from 4,386 at the end of March. County officials report the trees being removed are from both public right-of-way and private property. 12 cutting crews and 5 hauling crews are working Monday through Saturday from 6:30 to 6, weather permitting. The logs and debris are taken to a facility in Wallace, where they're chipped and then sent to Chinese Camp to a biomass waste-to-energy plant. Currently, crews are working along Doster, Hover, Whiskey Slide, Mountain Ranch, and Cave City Roads. If you have any questions regarding tree removal, call 754-6767.
And Caltrans has a major project in Calaveras County next week. They're preparing a project that'll install retaining walls along Highway 4 near Calaveras Big Trees. The project will install retaining walls for sediment control to improve culverts and drainage and reconstruct roadside shoulders along a half-mile segment of 4 just west of the entrance to Big Trees State Park. Work is scheduled to begin during the week of April 16th, completed this fall. You can expect delays with one-way traffic control.
A huge donation has come in for the Knight Foundry. The Sutter Creek Native Sons of the Golden West Parlor, Amador No. 17, turned over a check for $50,000 to the Knight Foundry campaign this week. The donation was so large that it had to be approved by both the local parlor and the Grand Parlor in San Francisco. The foundry still needs more funds to bring it back to being a historical stop for locals and tourists. The city was granted the property, but all of the contents, like the machinery and other items, are going to cost a few $100,000. The campaign is making great progress towards that goal, but still needs your help. You can donate by visiting knightfoundry.com. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning, the 12th day of April for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.